In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Advent seems to have become a season of clutter. We clutter our homes with extra decorations. We clutter our lives and our closets with more stuff. We clutter our calendars with too many events. We even clutter our quiet moments with the constant playing of loud Christmas music in every space, every moment between Thanksgiving and the New Year. This isn't a judgment. I do it too. I know all about clutter. I am constantly wondering how an 18-pound human can necessitate my carrying around 80 pounds of additional stuff every time I leave my house. It's really more just an observation of how most people live through Advent. And I'm not sure it's bad, per se. We do these things for specific reasons. In the dark season, we put out tons more lights to make us feel brighter and more hopeful. In the cold time, we try to fight our tendency to hunker down alone in our own homes by having office parties and neighborhood get-togethers. We even want to break the silence of winter with joyful music. These are all ways of acknowledging the coming of Christmas. They're how we have chosen to wait in our culture. I know why we do it, and the impulse isn't a negative one. But maybe we are rushing to Christmas without appreciating what Advent brings. The waiting, the anticipation, the preparation. John the Baptist in this gospel passage invites us to prepare for the coming of Christ. The quotation from the book of the prophet Isaiah tells us to make straight the paths, to bring down the high places and raise up the low ones, to smooth out the rough spots. In other words, he asks us to do the work to get things ready, not to begin building things on unprepared ground. When we were expecting a child, just about a year ago, which is, after all, what we are all doing in Advent, expecting a child to come into our world, we had to take certain preparatory steps. We had to clear out a room and make a place. We had to plan for painting and outfitting a nursery, figure out what items we would need, simplify our schedules, enlist help from friends and family, enjoy our last moments of rest and quiet. This sort of thing and its spiritual equivalent is really the work of Advent. But too often we prefer to simply move straight on to Christmas, and we end up arriving there ill-equipped and unprepared. Here's why I think we rush to the Christmas activities, to spreading light and buying presents and singing songs without appreciating Advent itself. I think we do it because we are afraid. We're afraid to sit in the darkness and slowly let the light build. What if the flickering candles go out? What if it takes too long? What if there's something out there in the dark that I need to see right now? We're afraid to sit in the silence because we'll have to reflect and think on our own thoughts. We're afraid of the emptiness because what if it doesn't get filled? Things seem dark in so many ways in our world right now, both the world at large and in many of the smaller worlds of the lives of people here. And we easily become afraid in such seasons. But Advent demands we ask ourselves, what if the darkness we see is not the darkness of the tomb, but rather the darkness of the womb? What if all the darkness we witness around us in the world is not a sign of death, but the foretelling of new birth? What if the silence we feel when we pray doesn't mean that God has left us, but rather that Christ is busy actively moving on his way to us? Advent asks us to prepare our hearts, our lives, our world for that potential truth. The messenger of the coming Messiah asks us in this gospel passage to repent and prepare a way. To repent is to change your whole way of thinking, your orientation in the world. We have to be able to recognize our fear of the darkness, our discomfort with silence, our impatience with waiting, and learn to live with it, to learn from it. We have to learn to be in that awkward in-between time when we have been told that the kingdom of God is coming near and know that it is not here yet, and yet live like it is imminent. And secondly, we have to make the world ready for it. To straighten out what is crooked in our lives, to even out the highs and the lows, the things that are getting too much of our time and prioritizing, and the things that are getting woefully little. We admit the ways we have disordered our own little worlds, and we make a concerted effort to reorder them toward God. We confess that we are afraid of the darkness because we have lost hope in the coming of light, and we look to Christ again. We understand why we are uncomfortable with the silence, and we live with it anyway so that we can listen for God's voice. We do the unglamorous work of clearing from our lives the things that are no longer needed so that there is more space for what Christ is bringing anew. This is what Advent is about. It's why it has its own season that is much longer than the 12 days of Christmas. This work takes time and effort, and the church gives us the space to do it. God is depending on us to prepare the way, and we have to learn how. That's the genius of coming into the world as a baby. It forced humans to do their part to prepare for him. The second coming is not that different from the first. God is still depending on us to prepare the way. How can we foster the growth of new life in ourselves and in our community? How do we create the conditions for new things to grow where old things are passing away? How do we kindle light in the darkness? Can we not be just unafraid, but actually hopeful when the world seems shrouded in darkness, believing that we are on the cusp of new life? Can we even produce light as we watch for it? How can we straighten what is crooked and even the paths? Are there things that need more attention and some things that need less so that we can make the paths for Christ's coming clearer? This is what John's repentance looks like in the Advent season, responding to these questions in our lives. The things that clutter up our lives at Christmas are generally born from positive impulses. They are just, at this moment, ill-planned and untimely. It's natural to be excited about a coming baby, but you really have to do the work to prepare a nursery before you bring her home. In the same way, we can long for the coming of Christ, but we have to make the room to light the path and to straighten the road. This season of Advent, that is what it's all about. Let us take the steps to prepare the way for the coming of Christ in our own lives and in our world, that all flesh might see the salvation of the Lord. Amen.